This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria and Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. We still haven't heard from him yet. I'm hoping he's having fun. Haven't had a text message yet, which either means he's totally excited and forgetting the fact that he works, or we need to send out a search party. Victoria Keelan in for him. I'm Jennifer Horn, and Kara will keep everything on track, and hopefully we'll get some pictures from Dougie soon from his trip. He's in and around London looking at spiritual landmarks. Sounds very exciting. Speaking of spiritual, ladies, this is probably the top story of the day that doesn't involve politics, and that is that the World Series begins today. Somebody is going to end their drought. Two teams involved with the playing, Cleveland Indians, the Chicago Cubs. Somebody's fan base will not be suffering any longer. You know, we always talk about fans. Like, I'm a Dodger fan, and even though they won in 1988, I feel like every October we suffer a little bit because they never make it further in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, one of these teams who even suffered worse than the Dodgers, I mean, I can really empathize with them, will end their World Series drought. The series will open game 1, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on Fox at Progressive Field in Cleveland. The Indians last won a World Series back in 1948. Yeah, during the Truman administration. The Cubs.
That's amazing, right? That you know that it's 1948 / the Truman administration.
I can actually beat you with this one. The Cubs, who hadn't been in the World Series for 71 years, last won in 1908. Well, Teddy Roosevelt was in office. How about those little stunning facts there? So what do you think? If we can go out and do some predicting, I'll start with you, Victoria. What do you think? Who's going to win it in how many games?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh. I think it's going to be close. Because I want it to be, so it's more dramatic. I think it'll be close, and I think it's going to go to Cleveland. I just have a weird feeling it's going to go to Cleveland. They had a big year with basketball, and I think it's their turn now for baseball. That's what I think.
See,
and
I'm
now
gonna,
Chicago fans
gonna,
are mad at
I'm
me.
I'm going to cheer for Chicago just because I feel like they're the super underdogs, and I also don't think that Cleveland, the city of Cleveland, can handle it if the Indians win. I just feel like the entire city will be burned down. I mean, we remember last time when the basketball team won and everybody took a week off work.
We were supposed to have a very important show meeting that literally got canceled at the last minute because Cleveland was off. And I mean,
that was
the whole
excuse,
city
by the way.
Was off for the day. Like, it was not even just the company closed for an afternoon. It was just, no, Cleveland is off today.
And it's true. I mean, yeah, everything was kind of put on hold. They were so excited. You know, I think this is going to be tight. And I actually have to say, I mean, as much as I'm upset that the Cubs beat the Dodgers, you know, both of these teams, obviously, it's not like they've won every single year. It's not like having to root for the Giants or even the Braves for that matter, although the Braves have been kind of stinky over the last few years. I my family's from Chicago, so I got to just give the edge to the Cubs. Plus, I think it's kind of their year. They've sort of had this glorious season. So I'm going to say the Cubs, but I think, like you, Victor, I think it's going to probably go all seven games. I think these teams are going to fight it out. So hopefully it'll be a good
and
series.
I feel like that's the best kind of series when it's really tight and nobody knows who's going to win until the very end. And both of these teams, they're underdogs. So I think, I mean, unless you live in that specific city or you're a huge fan of one of these teams, then I think most people are going to be happy with the result either way.
And I mean, it's, no one wants a blowout, you know? Yeah. Like, the Super Bowl is always such a disappointment, with rare exception. So, you know, you don't want that to happen. You want it to be a really good, competitive, close game. The fans can really enjoy it. I'm sure the ticket prices are through the roof. There's lots of superstitions happening. So I think it's going to be a fun series.
Let us know who you would like to see. Who are you rooting for? You can tweet us at DJ V Show, or you can, of course, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show. Let us know who you're rooting for in this big series. Speaking of sports news, basketball season starts. We've got football season underway. Hockey season is in full swing. I'm telling you, this is like every sports fan's dream. This next week and week or two, when you get all the major sports playing at once, it's pretty good stuff. Now, non-sports related, but sort of weird. Do you guys remember Jared Fogle?
Yeah, the Subway
yes.
nerd.
Yes,
the Subway
guy, right?
Nerd slash pedophile. Yeah.
Well, now his ex-wife.
Yeah, don't give nerds a bad name.
No, it's true. No. Okay.
Jared Fogle is the guy who went on. If you've forgotten, he's the guy who went on the Subway diet. Remember, he was having like a turkey sub for lunch and a veggie foot long for dinner, and he lost all of this weight. And people were, you know, always talking about Jared and the Subway diet. Well, it turns out Jared also allegedly. Well, I think he was convicted. Did some really bad stuff with kids. And he had a wife at the time. He had a wife and kids of his own. And now his ex-wife, who I've wondered about, really you haven't heard too much about her. His ex-wife said that Subway knew all along about his depravities, as they say.
What?
Yeah. I read this story yesterday, and the headline is that she's suing Subway. And, of course, I feel like so many people sue so many people. And I was like, oh, this is kind of silly. But when you read the story, it's pretty crazy that apparently someone told the CEO of Subway that Jared had said that he liked them really young, and that he had had, you know, sexual interactions with kids between like the age of 9 and 16 or something like that. And what was it, Jen, that the CEO said he met a woman that he loves, that they're going to get married, and he's going to change.
Right. And I think, look, I think most
of
people...
So wait, does that mean the wife knew all along?
No, well, she didn't know.
Here's the story. So Subway executives now have... The story is that they were notified at least 3 times that Jared Fogle had a sexual interest in children and had exploited them, but they failed to act. The lawsuit that was filed by Jared's ex-wife says that Subway promoted Jared Fogle as a family man. They sent him up to speak with children as part of the company's educational initiatives, which is disgusting. The lawsuit also says that this widespread institutional negligence at Subway and the harm that comes from it came to his ex-wife. Her name's Kathleen McLaughlin. She said that she did not know about any of Jared Fogle's child exploitation, and the complaint in her lawsuit says she would have never married him had Subway actually reported the allegations against Fogle to the authorities, because she had no way to know. Her attorneys filed the lawsuit against Subway in Hamilton Superior Court on Monday. He's in jail for 16 years in federal prison for child pornography convictions. And this is just so bizarre, because you wonder how the wife doesn't know, how Subway did know, how Subway didn't act. And it's just sort of bizarre. I think it's interesting that we're now hearing from his wife after a year or 2 years after this is sort of settled down.
Yeah.
From a woman's perspective, I know that people can hide stuff. You know, when you're in a relationship, people hide things all the time. Obviously, people cheat. There are things that you don't know about when you're with someone.
Yeah.
But this huge piece of someone's character, that's really tough to not know about.
I just think that if you love someone, you're always going to assume about people that they're not child predators.
Of course,
because
you love them.
It's so bizarre, and it's such... If you're a normal person, then it's so out of the realm of things that you would consider doing that I think it's hard to believe or hard to see that in someone. But it's curious to me that it... I don't understand why CEOs and heads of companies... Like, I think of the NFL and how in so many situations with violence and domestic abuse, they don't really do anything to... you know, to the players who are accused of that. And I don't understand why CEOs find it so hard to do the right thing in a situation like this.
Yeah. You know, normally I would say, you know, obviously she must have known or must have had some sort of inkling. Unfortunately, a very close girlfriend of mine is going through a really tough time in her relationship, and her husband has been up to stuff that she had no idea about. Nothing like child pornography, but they're going through a really hard time, and she literally had no idea. So, and I had no idea, and he's somebody that I've known since we were in high school. So I would normally be the first one to be like pounding my fist going, I can't believe she didn't know, she's lying, she must have known. There are cases where you really just don't know, and someone who's good at living a double life can live a double life. And as horrible as this is for her and for their children, you know, I can't blame her after having, you know, gone through this last weekend's been really tough and for our a group of friends. But yeah, I don't know. It's a horrible situation. It really is. But the good news is the karma is a B, and he is in federal prison, and federal prison has its own little way of working things out.
It always does. There is honor amongst these, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Right. More up ahead as we continue here. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen at 17 past the hour.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CudaCam by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CudaCam is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CudaCam cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CudaCam.com to learn why CudaCam is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Past the hour. Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And quickly here, ladies, you know election season is heating up. And we're just less than two weeks away from today. We will go out and cast our vote, of course, unless you're participating in early voting. But you know it's becoming a big deal. And we're down to the crunch time when all of the celebrities start getting involved with the campaigns. Last week, we had a story about Miley Cyrus going door-to-door on college campuses. Today, we hear Jay-Z performing in Cleveland at a concert to get out the vote among African Americans in support of Hillary Clinton. What do you think about that? She and Beyonce? Leaving with their besties, President Obama. I guess now they're moving over to the Hillary Clinton campaign at 21 past the hour. On air, Doug, Jen, Victoria.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What do you mean? When you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, when you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean?
This is a historic moment here on air. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug's on vacation. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort while he's gone. And ladies, we are never allowed to hear any music from Justin Bieber because
we're not allowed to speak his name. He's like Voldemort.
I believe Dougie calls him the Worm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I heard Doug was going to be gone, I just started lining up the Justin Bieber songs in excitement.
Get them ready. Well, now you have opportunity to play them because Justin Bieber made a little news for himself. Tell me what you think. I mean, I kind of get where he's coming from, but he also kind of looks a little arrogant. Justin Bieber was performing in Manchester, England this past Sunday, and he was mid-concert when his fans wouldn't stop screaming, kind of what you expect at a Justin Bieber concert. Well, apparently this kind of ticked off Justin Bieber, who dropped his mic and then went backstage. He said, "I appreciate all the support. I appreciate love. I appreciate the kind things, but the screaming in these breaks has got to stop. Please and thank you. I don't think it's necessary when I'm trying to say something and you guys are screaming. I feel like I want to connect with you." He went on to say, "The point of the no screaming thing is that when I'm looking at you in the eyes, you know that we're having a moment and having a connection." So here's Bieber, who's worried about getting screamed at. He feels like a piece of meat, I guess. He cooled down, he returned, he finished the show. He told the crowd that they were awesome, but he wasn't going to address the audience for the rest of the night. He said, "We're just Manchester's going to do music. Obviously, Manchester just can't handle it, so let's do the music. He wasn't thrilled earlier in the week when he had to when he was in front of a crowd in Birmingham and told a crowd to stop making so much noise during that show as well.
You know, Bieber's in England, Doug's in England. Maybe there's a larger conspiracy happening. Maybe Doug's actually like rushing the stage at a Bieber concert while he's away.
That'd be funny if we found Doug was actually following Bieber around the globe.
Let's start that rumor. I like that one.
So, no, does this make him good or bad? I can't decide.
I think it's I think it's a little silly. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like if you have enough charisma, then the audience will quiet down for you, obviously. Not like, I think of Taylor Swift's concert. She talks so much in the middle of them, and people listen to her.
Aren't her fans older, though?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. I just feel like if you're paying money to go to a concert, then you're kind of going to hear the music. They're just so excited that they can't, like, quiet down. So, I don't know. I just...
Now, Carrie, you've also been at a One Direction concert. They never have had to address the audience like this, but, I mean, I've seen footage of their concerts, and it seems to be just like this.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't talk that much in the middle of the show. I mean, maybe a little bit, but it was more about the music and connecting through that. I don't know. Like I said, I just think that this is a little silly. People aren't going, even though they love him, they're not going to, you know, listen to him sit and talk. And I don't know if you've heard Justin Bieber talk before, but he never really seems to say all of that.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Maybe I'm with the crowd on this one then.
Yeah. It's that you spend so much money for a concert ticket that if you want to scream and yell to make that your experience, then really go for it. I have to, you know, when you go to concerts, so oftentimes the sound is horrible, and it's better for you to hear the music. And a lot of times when the performers start talking, you kind of miss out. Kind of weird.
Yep.
All right, Lady Gaga also in the news. She is finally opening up about her broken engagement with former fiancé Taylor Kinney. She was on the Howard Stern Show. They split up in July after 5 years together, but Lady Gaga said she's not actively looking for a new romance yet. She said, quote, "I'm actually very close to Taylor. He's been my lover and my friend for a really long time, and he's been so supportive." They're getting back together. Please.
I hope so. I like them together.
Yeah, I like them.
Mm. All right, well, we will continue to follow the saga of Gaga. That's right, I did it. At 28 past the hour, it's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen.
We are the cloud, we're on the house, got my flash on the string, need that big.
Close your eyes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a young boy ran to a meditating master and shook the old man from his meditation. "I heard you have the secret to life," the boy exclaimed. But the old man just looked at the boy, smiled, and then closed his eyes again. The boy shook the master again and said, "Well, tell me the secret to life." And again, the master looked at the boy and then closed his eyes. Finally, when the boy did this a third time, and the old man gave him the same response, the boy said, "I want to know the secret to life, and you keep closing your eyes." And this time the master responded, "You should do the same." Meditation has been demonstrated to reduce stress, anxiety, and increase overall health. It's not a quick fix or a panacea, but it is a secret to a better existence. For more on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
On Air Doug 10, Victoria Dougie out on vacation. He'll be back next week. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at the controls. Now, a little travel news, ladies. Have any of you been to Australia?
No, it's on my bucket list.
Mine too. Definitely want to check it out. Kara, are you interested in going down under?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, one place you may not want to go for a little while, at least to give it some time. Four people were killed on Tuesday after there was an accident at one of Australia's most popular theme parks. Two men, two women died on a river rapids ride at Dream World, which is in Queensland State Gold Coast. This is the Thunder River Rapids ride that whisks people around in circular rafts along a fast-moving man-made river. The malfunction caused two people to be ejected from their raft while the other two were caught inside the raft. This is pretty scary, and the reason I bring this up, the victims were adults, early 30s and, you know, in their 30s and 40s. No knowledge of this from this theme park about having any troubles with the rides. But you look at some of these rides, and most of them are safe. I look at them and I go, okay, this is on a track. This seems to be, you know, it seems like it's okay. I go to Disneyland quite often as a Southern California resident. But these river rapid rides, they always look suspect to me because you're spinning. There's a lot of stuff at play here. You've got the rushing water. I know that mostly they must be safe. But do you ever get on a ride going, this could be it. Like, I won't ride Ferris wheels, like, at pop-up community carnivals because they just look like rickety.
Right, yeah.
Ferris wheels don't scare me as much because you're not, like, moving all that much. I know you're high in the air and you might get stuck up there, but I at least feel like, okay, someone can get, like, a tall ladder and get you down. You're not going to get thrown off. But I know at the Six Flags that we have here, the Superman ride, which is the, like, you go really high up and then, you know, you go down, like, straight down really, really quickly. And I remember the first time I went on that ride, like, 5 minutes later, they closed it down. And then, like, we were waiting in line to go on it again later. And then they were like, oh, wait, no, it's closed. And then they opened
forever.
It again later.
We're never reopening it. Never again.
No, they kept opening it and closing it and opening it and closing it. And I
that
was like,
safe.
I feel really iffy about this. But for some reason, we still went on, I guess, because we were teenagers. And we were like, nothing's going to happen to us.
Yeah, what could happen to us?
Crunch. Roller coasters always scare me.
I'm not much of a roller coaster person. You know, I get car sick. Mm-hmm. And so to put me on a ride that I'm getting kind of, you know, messed around and jostled around, I feel like I'm going to get. Yak. Do people still say yak? Ugh. Not my thing.
Yeah, not fun.
All right. Also in the travel news, and this one is worth the debate. There is a low-cost airline in India called IndiGo that has added quiet zones to its domestic and international flights where seats are not sold to travelers 12 years and younger. The rows are 1 through 4 and 11 through 14. These zones have been created for business travelers who prefer to use quiet time to do their work, according to an IndiGo spokeswoman. Passengers who book those seats in the quiet zone, they have to pay an extra fee. It can be anywhere from $6 to $20, which doesn't seem like much, depending on the flight. Now, no American-based airlines have proposed this idea yet, but, you know, once one of them does it and it's successful, other airlines obviously look at what's working. A survey of 1,001 Americans by the travel site Expedia found that 41% of those who were questioned said annoying children and their parents were the worst airplane etiquette violators.
So true.
39% of Americans surveyed said they would pay extra to be seated in a designated quiet zone free of screaming children. So, ladies, let's start with you, Victoria. What do you think about the quiet zone?
I would absolutely pay more money for this. Absolutely. Especially if it was a longer flight. If it was, you know, New York to L.A. or over to Europe, I would absolutely pay extra for that. Just to not have a kid. I mean, it sounds cliche, but I've had the toddler kicking the back of my seat for an entire international flight.
Like, by the way, that is worse than crying, is getting that constant kicking motion.
The kicking. I mean, I have had to make, like, evil eyes at a child because the parents wouldn't do anything. I had to ask the parents politely, can you please tell him to stop kicking my chair because, like, it's just rhythmic and it's giving me a headache. And the mom was like, okay, just stop. And then that was it. And she went back to, you know, headphones on, iPad, like, didn't even pay attention to her kid, who once again went right back to kicking my chair. So, yes, I would absolutely pay to avoid children.
Kara, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And especially the $6 to $20 fee. I mean, that's nothing. When you're already paying for a flight, that's barely anything. And I don't know. I understand that parents, you know, sometimes, like, you have to take your kids on the flight. But it's nice to also have the other option. If you can't avoid the kids on the flight, it's nice to at least be able to sit in a different place.
Yeah. Why do they have family zones on flights?
Huh. Yeah, and that would, I think idea. That's true. I think maybe the whole plane's the family zone. They're going to make one the kid-free zone. I empathize with parents when they're traveling with kids because, when you get to a certain age and you you go, this is difficult to bring my kids, my husband, my whoever along with you, and you've got to make sure everything is packed, and then you get out, and then you're trying to entertain them through a flight, which may be at the detriment of your own sleep, so then you start to get cranky, and, kids will be kids. Sometimes they're awesome, and sometimes they just are having a tough time, and, you've even heard stories about parents handing out those, like, paper bags full of candies or nice things to thank people in the plane. But I think if you are really, if you're trying to sleep, if you're going on a long flight, or if you are a business person, why not have a special area set up? I mean, then they don't have to complain. You don't have cranky people who are traveling without kids. You don't have cranky families. I mean, could I possibly be saying we should go back to segregation this time with kids and business travelers? I mean, I think it kind of works out for everybody. Plus, the airline gets to charge a couple more bucks for each seat that they normally wouldn't get.
That's why it's nice that it's the people who want the quiet seats are paying more. It's not like they're making parents pay more to bring their kids on, because you do empathize with them, because it does suck to bring your baby or your kid on board, and most of the time you don't have a choice. So,
and you do see a lot of parents who look like, I'm sorry, I've got a baby. Like every mom who has a small baby getting on a plane, the whole plane takes a collective, like as soon as the woman walks on.
But also,
so I do feel bad for some parents.
And I do. Most of the time I feel bad for the parents if their child's having a bad reaction to the plane. But, then there are those parents who look at, and maybe you guys know where I'm going here, but as a woman in my 30s who does not have children yet, you get kind of this, like, looked down upon by some people who do have kids. Like, you just don't understand what this is like. You just, and they kind of give you that, holier than thou kind of routine where, you couldn't possibly understand. Well, maybe not, but I empathize with you. And, just because your kid is kicking the seat and you're not stopping them doesn't mean I'm not going to be angry, just regardless of whether I have kids at home or not.
Yeah, ladies. Put your Tasmanian devil on a leash. Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. I'm okay with leashes on children, just so you know.
Okay, bring it on at the mall. I'm with you. I actually want to leash my children, I think. All right, could wild weather mean the end of wine for everyone? Oh, say it ain't so. In unison, I love that. It's 42 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Red, red wine. How I love you so. On air with Doug Jen, Victoria Dougie on vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. Eric Schillen at the controls. Playing what could be my favorite jam to drink a little red wine with. Now, sad news, ladies, and for all of you out there who love to have a glass of wine here and there, extreme weather could be putting your favorite bottle of wine at risk. Oh, no.
No.
Global wine production is forecast to fall 5% in 2016, making it one of the worst years since the start of the century.
Wow.
This is according to the International Organization of Vine and Wine. I wouldn't mind working there. I'd take another
I was going to say, are you a member of this group? Because you are a sommelier.
I am. I'm not. I'm a member of the Master Court of the Court of Sommeliers, so that's my organization.
It's a court? Your royalty?
Court. Oh, yes.
Did you get to pick your title? Are you
Queen
Duchess
Den?
Of Wine?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would like that. Duchess of Wine. Look at that. So with global warming, of course, here we go.
Yeah.
Global warming, always about the global warming. We're witnessing an increase in exceptional events that are more frequent, longer lasting, and of greater scale. This is from the head of the Organization of Vine and Wine. Huge drops in output are expected this year in South American nations, including Chile, Argentina. And these are some really up and coming. I mean, these wine regions produce some great wines. They do Malbecs, they do Cabernet Sauvignon, they do some great whites. Albarino comes from that area.
Oh, I love Albarino, yeah.
The country's vineyards suffer from unusually heavy rain, which was caused by the El Nino climate pattern. And a lot of producers also in South Africa and France took big hits from some nasty weather. Now, there are some increases in production from other countries like Australia, the U.S., and Spain are expected to offset some of the damage. But this could be the decline in global production is set to make this year the worst since 2012. And, you know, maybe 300 million cases of wine will...
Wow.
Be affected here. So I was, you know, as you think about this story and whenever you go into your local market, and I'm pretty blessed in California because we're able to get a huge array of California wines from the Central Coast, from Sonoma, from Napa. We have huge access to Oregon wines, Washington wines, and of course then wines from around the globe. But typically when you're in the middle of the country or you're on the East Coast, you have less access to those California wines. And a lot of times you rely more on these wines that are sort of shipped in from other places. So I'm curious to know if this sort of hits your wine selection, maybe Kara and Victoria, since you're on the East Coast in Washington and New York, more than I might notice it in my local grocery store.
Now, I have questions because I'm a wine enthusiast. So, first question, you're in Los Angeles and there's been a big drought. Does that drought not extend to Napa? Because if California still has the same output, then you would assume that you've got the right weather for production.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of rain actually in Northern California this year. They're the ones that actually got it. Southern California did not. But typically in Central Coast wines, we do a lot of Zinfandel. There's a lot of wines that actually, they use dry farming methods to take care of their vines. So it doesn't typically impact us as much. Obviously, you want to have a fair amount of rain, but not too much, because then you start getting a lot of rot.
Right, right.
I love it.
You're sommelier.
You love it?
I love it.
Your wine questions just in my direction. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. It's 51 past the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Jennifer, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, Dougie on vacation. The ladies are taking over, and it is Tech Talk time. Don't forget, you can follow us, comment about Tech Talk, your own tech issues. If you have questions, let us know. Tweet us at DJ V Show. You can use the hashtag Tech Talk. We'll be looking for you. You can also visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. Now, Victoria, Kara, you both use Snapchat, right? Aren't we all connected in the Snapchat family?
I watch Snapchat, but I have never actually sent out a snap. And
what?
The reason is, what? Which is, I know, I don't know
You're
what the
queen
reason.
You're a queen of technology, what?
I know, I just, I don't know, Like, every time I'm about to do it, I'm like, nah, that's going to be boring. Like, I'm too judgmental of my own Snap ideas.
Oh,
so
no,
I actually
just
watch everyone
people.
Else.
I figure if mine's boring, that's their problem. Like, if you don't like it, skip through it. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to show you some dumb stuff that I like. And typically it involves, you know, I think over the last month, Luke Bryan, a concert, maybe, oh, I was hosting the What's Cooking on Wine show for my dad while he was in Hawaii. So I was just kind of, you know, oh, Gene Simmons. You would have seen Gene Simmons on my Snap. That would have been fun.
I think I just hooked up with you on Snap yesterday.
You did, and actually,
I think I just found you, yeah.
I found my own name because I didn't know what it was. This is so ridiculous that there are so many social media sites that you just can't remember who you are, like on all of them. I always try to keep it either Jennifer Horn or Jennifer Horn Radio. On Snapchat, I'm Jen_Horn, so that's, you know, a little different. But
you're
going to
get a lot more requests today.
Well, yeah. You know, I think it's fun. Look, let's connect. Jen_Horn. Oh, we can snap together. I'm all good with that. Just don't send me any naked pictures. Freaks me. All right.
But you like all the filters, though, right? Because I think I've seen,
yeah.
I think I've seen pictures that you've maybe posted on Instagram with the flower crown, the Coachella
oh,
flower
yeah,
crown.
Oh, yeah, we love the Coachella flower. Okay,
I
so
mean,
the filters, if you
that's
don't
that's the most
use,
flattering filter ever.
Oh, it's so great. I used to do a little bit of modeling like years ago, and one of the things that was great is that when they would do these pictures, they had this big round gold disc, and they would find the sunlight, and then they'd reflect it on your face. And I always mm-hmm. thought, oh my God, if I could just hire someone to follow me around with the gold disc, I'd be
right.
beautiful. That's what these Snapchat filters do. So there's if you are new to Snapchat or if you haven't done it yet, you take a picture, or mostly the pictures, and you swipe through, and there are filters that are added. So you can turn yourself into a dog. You can turn yourself into a puking tomato. There's a lot of different things that Snapchat has to offer. And they change. They also change by geographic area. So when you are in one place, you might get a different set of filters than when you're in another place. Well, one of the things that brightens a Snapchat user's day is opening up the Snapchat app and seeing which new filters are waiting for you to try out. So, like you mentioned, Victoria, there's the Coachella flower crown. You can become a one-eyed pirate for the day. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like you'd like to try more filters, because usually there's only about 10 or 15 available at each time, there's another app that you need to download. So, Victoria, tell us, what is Snow?
Snow is a free app on iOS and for Android. You can get it in the App Store. And it's basically just about 100 filters that you can use on Snapchat. You can use it for Instagram. You can use it within its own site. It's trying sort of to be competition for Snapchat and Instagram stories. But you can do so many more filters. Minnie Mouse, you can be a deer, a traffic cone, which if you want to be a traffic cone, that's actually a thing. They have a puppy.
I've had it on my bucket list for a while, yeah.
I want to be a traffic cone. A puppy, a pineapple, a fried egg, a seedling. I mean, there are literally millions of options. So it's a fun way to enhance the whole Snapchat idea. Like Snapchat, Snow, it's you can send friends your faces, and it self-destructs just like it does on Snapchat. Instagram stories also goes away, I think, after 24 hours. But there's a live category as well. And some of the cool things about Snow, one of the things that's really unique is that you can actually share your filtered face on Facebook and Instagram, which Snapchat, for whatever reason, there's a Facebook disconnect. And when you have that cute little flower crown, you want to share that picture. So if you don't grab like a screen grab from your phone, then there really isn't a way to fully share that. But Snow actually lets you share all of those cool pictures with all of their funky filters. So
that's awesome.
You can download Snow for free.
Can you actually use it on Snapchat, or is it independent of Snapchat?
I think you can actually use the filters. I think you can translate that over to Snapchat as well. It's kind of like Kimojis, you know? We love our Bitmojis and Kimojis, and you can use them on different platforms now.
Awesome. All right, cool. So we'll check it out. Snow is free in the App Store. You can check that one out. Great review, Victoria. I'll be Minnie Mouse later today. It's Halloween. Got to try out these looks. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DJ V Show. It is On Air with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria at 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.